FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Oh, Uvalde, Texas.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. We're live on WCDO tonight as it's going to be the Green Trojans hosting the Unitico Franklin Spartans here in an eight-man football action. Nate Lowe and Tim Cunning with you here, but we're going to take a quick break as we're going to pause for the national anthem here. Set to be a great matchup tonight between these two teams as we get towards the middle of the high school football season. It's hard to believe. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have live high school football tonight here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back live in Green tonight. It's time for the Butler Auto Kickoff Show as it's going to be Green hosting Unitico Franklin in eight-man football action here tonight. And, of course, it's the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. As I said, Butler Auto Sales features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And for the first time this season, I welcome in Tim Cutting to the booth. Tim, it's good to have you back for this one here. Always love working with you, and it feels like the dream team's back together again here.
Yeah, I don't know about the dream team, but I am very, very excited about being back with you, that's for sure. I'm really excited about watching this football game because you got two really good programs that have moved over into the eight-man style of football, and something that I'm just learning about tonight is the size of the field is a little bit smaller now, folks, so bear with me.
Yeah, it's something that we've seen. They've kind of implemented it into the eight-man game. We saw it when we did Unadilla Valley and Oxford a couple weeks ago. The field, essentially, Tim, is not as wide, right? I would say the out-of-bounds line, instead of being traditionally where it is closer to where the numbers is on the field. Is that, you think that's correct?
Yeah, that's a great simulation of it, because I'll tell you what, it is definitely a lot different than what it really looks like. It's funny because the goal line is all blocked out and everything, and you could see it. And I'm sure the edge officials will be right on that line, so we shouldn't have any problem.
We're going to take a 30-second break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have kickoff between Green and Unitego Franklin right here tonight on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Now, welcome back to Green once again tonight. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Unitego Franklin will be kicking off. Green will be receiving, so Green's going to be going left to right. They're in the home green uniforms, the black pants, the green helmets, the white trim. They got their pink socks on tonight, Tim. Unitego's in the white tops with the green pants as they go with a little squib kick here that will roll just across the 40-yard line. That'll bring up a flag there. The green helmets as well for Unitego Franklin and the white striping. So the Trojans are going to have good field position to start things off, and we'll see. Is this going to be a classic eight-man game where it's a ton of scoring, or we have seen some eight-man recently where the defense has stepped up. So we'll see what we have here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing what we're going to see because, like Nate said, the offenses are usually pretty prevalent in these games because of the fewer people on the field. But I'll tell you what, yeah, two historic programs that are really wanting to go at each other right now.
Yeah, I was talking to both coaches before the game as we get set for our first players. Green has a first and 10 going left to right. Just near midfield here, they'll throw to the outside and a nice run to the right wing into Unitego territory across the 50 there for Joel Volandi. Both coaches were saying, you know, that guy over there, he always throws some wrinkle at me that I'm not expecting. So always fun to watch that chess match.
Yeah, it's definitely good to watch the two coaches that have been here in both their programs for many, many years. And, that, you know, like you said, Nate, it's a chess match. Defense, offense, offense, defense.
Going to be a second down at about one to go. So Volandi there with a real nice run on first and 10. Going to be about a second and one here, as we said, right on that Trojans logo at midfield off the right hash. They're going to sweep it right back to him on the far side. He escapes the tackle across the 45 to the 40. And it looks like the ball came out for a second there, but he did fall on it, or one of the other green Trojans was able to fall on it.
Yeah, the sideline official definitely threw his beanbag down just to mark where the ball went out, but Green did recover it. So it is a first down for the Trojans, first and 10 on there. On the Unitego 40.
Thanks for tuning into the Butler Auto pregame show tonight. We did cut it a little short. They were doing their senior festivities here tonight. We wanted to make sure that the guys had the room in the booth here to get that all set. And nice to see some of these green Trojan senior players recognized before tonight's contest there during our Butler Auto pregame show. A good handoff here for the Trojans. Shaking tackles to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. And this is going to be an early touchdown. Did he get in? Waiting to see the signal. Diving for that pylon, it's in. And a touchdown here for the Trojans on just their third play from scrimmage. Hunter Page, who's been doing it all for them this year, finds pay dirt there, Tim.
Yeah, Hunter Page was going up the middle and then just bounced to the outside, made one guy miss on the second line of defense, and just outran the other side of the defense to the pylon, and he landed right on top of it. Touchdown.
It's funny because we were talking a little bit during the pregame that the field is not as the width has really been knocked down, so there's not as much room. So he was running out of room as he went for that pylon, but he had just enough to reach it in, and an early 6-0 lead for Green just 1 minute into the game. And it looks like the Trojans here will be looking to go for two, and it looks like we could be in for maybe a high score here tonight. We will see. And shotgun formation off the left hash here, going left to right. Manned in motion is Volandi. They hand it off to him. He tries to run up the middle, very close to the line here. Waiting for the signal, going to say no good. So the two-point conversion is no good, but Green strikes first on about a 35-yard touchdown run from Hunter Page. We'll be right back. We'll take a 30-second break. Green 6, Unitego Franklin nothing on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight, live here in Green on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That's all brought to you by SSCU. A reminder, we do record all these games. They're on WCDOsports.com in our game audio archive. You go there, you click on it. It's a free download. Again, all courtesy of SSCU, so a big thank you to them. We've been doing some soccer this fall, plus the football, so that is all there on WCDOsports.com. Here's the kickoff, and it goes through the hands of the Unitigo receiver here, who is going to come back and grab that. He does pick it up, goes across the 25 and out to about the 28-yard line here. That's Jarrett Thayer, a very good player, and good to see him out on the field tonight, as I know he's been battling with some injuries, but that's where Unitigo will start, going right to left. And one of the guys to watch here tonight is quarterback Logan Utter. Can throw it all over the field, can do it with his legs. Let's see what the Trojans can do to try to stop him.
Yeah, I definitely was watching him in the pregame, and he was definitely throwing the ball very well.
So I know he has some aspirations to maybe play at the next level. We'll see what he can do tonight here, as it looks like we could have a shootout on our hands if the offenses are striking like we think they do. Here is Utter to the outside on a first down. Boy, he's going to pick up 15 yards, maybe 20. Rolls his way out to the 49 on a QB keeper for Utter there.
Yeah, a little delay to the draw, and took it around the left end and just beat the corner defender to the outside and gets first down yardage.
So Unitigo Franklin going right to left on your radio dial. Again, the white tops, the green pants, the green helmets. The green Trojans on defense right now, the green tops, and the black pants are wearing pink socks here tonight, and the green helmets. So we've had a lot of games where the teams have just had those same colors this year, and the theme continues here tonight in green. A handoff on first and 10, run to the outside. Boy, some good hard running, but a huge hit there by Hunter Page for Green. I think the first down was still there for Jacob Sargent, but what a collision.
Jacob Sargent had visions of green grass in front of him until he met the defender. What a great tackle that was right there, but they do get the first down. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to measure, I guess. Nope, they gave it to him.
All right, so he gets the first. Good hard-nose running there from Sargent, and he lowered the shoulder, and Hunter Page came over, laid a nice clean tackle on him, but a good collision. Good hard-hitting football here to start this game. 10:20 to go first quarter, and Green has an early 6-0 lead. And here are the Spartans again right at midfield, going right to left. Utter on a first and 10 is in the shotgun, wants to pull it down and run, tries to get to the outside, and he does. Trojans are there to scoop him up, and he maybe got a yard on the play. And a nice job once again by Hunter Page to get over there to wrap him up.
Nice defense by the Unitigo, or by the Green Trojans there. They actually strung that out and made it a short gain of one, second down and 9.
Yeah, second and 9 coming up here. If you're a Green Trojans fan, I know their girls' soccer team's been doing real well this year. Went over to UV today, a 1-0 loss late in that contest. UV was able to score, so just wanted to pass that along. And also congrats to Green as they won the MAC golf tournament yesterday, which was, Sydney was the regular season champ. They were undefeated. Green was in second place all year in the standings, and they went in yesterday. Very close battle in that MAC golf championship. Talk about that more at halftime, as here is a second down and 9, QB keeper for Utter. Weaving his way through the tackles is going to bring up about a 3rd and 3 here, a run to the left side.
Yeah, Utter was a little quarterback draw again off to the left-hand side. Did a little spin move to get past the linebacker and got a couple extra yards. We'll bring up 3rd down and a long 4.
9 minutes to go, first quarter. Green leading a Unitigo Franklin early here, 6-0. Play coming in from the sideline here, and Utter will break the huddle here for the Unitigo Franklin squad. So they're across the 45 up to about the 43-yard line. 3rd and manageable here, about a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. Utter's going to give it back to Sargent. Nice running, spins through the tackles, picks up the first down, wants more, and is able to kind of work his way up to about the 31-yard line. A good 3rd down conversion.
Yeah, real nice run right there. That kid would not be denied. He was not going to get stopped at the stick and just kept pushing backwards and got probably another 5 yards, and the ball spotted just outside the 30-yard line, 1st and 10.
8.5 to go, first quarter, still a 6-0 lead as Green scored on their first possession here tonight. Only took three plays, and Hunter Page ran it in from 35 yards out to get our opening score tonight for Green. Going to be a first down and 10 here for Unitego. They pitch to the inside, a little cutback run now to the left side across the 25 down to about the 22 here. And getting off the bottom of the pile is Reese James, who Coach McCroney has said has had a nice year in his junior running back role.
Reese James on the counter to the left-hand side, and a real nice little play right there. Gets about 9 yards, second down and one.
Unitego taking their time here, Tim, on this drive. Very methodical, running the ball to both sides. We'll see what they do here.
Not showing the arm strength.
No, they haven't gone to that arm yet. We wonder if they're keeping that trick in the bag here. Second and one. And Utter's going to roll out to the right side, and he is brought down in the backfield. And he tried to get to the right side. I believe it was Page who got over there to haul him down. Yes, on that rush, he would not be denied. Third, and I would say about third and four, third and five coming up.
Yeah, loss of two on the play and maybe even three. Nice play by the defender to come through the line of scrimmage and get the quarterback for the sack.
7 minutes to go, first quarter. Green still holding a 6-0 lead here over Unitego Franklin. And another key third down coming up here for the Spartans. They're inside Green territory, going right to left. Ball's on the right hash at about the 26. And Jacob Sargent, who's had some nice runs, is over on the sideline right now. Looks like he's going to get something taped up on his arm, so they're without his services for the moment. And Unitego drops back to pass. They throw to the outside. They're looking for Reese James. Incomplete. Fourth down coming.
Reese James, well covered by number five, was right there. Even if he caught the ball, he wasn't going any further. Fourth down and five.
Yeah, Corey Swift over there for the Trojans on the good coverage. So 6:40 to go, first quarter. Green leading 6-0. And let's see what Coach McCroney has in the bag of tricks here on a fourth down and about four or five to go. Unitego running the ball well on this first drive of the game, but you don't want to see it stall out here if you're a Spartans fan, and I think Coach wants to talk about it. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Unitego Franklin takes the timeout. They trail on the road here against Green, 6-0. 6:40 to go, first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Unitego Franklin in the timeout at the moment. They trail 6-0. On the road here tonight at Green. It's Section 4 8-man football action. This is a division game between these two teams. Again, 6:40 to go in the first. Green with an early 6-0 lead. Hunter Page scored on a 35-yard TD run for the Trojans. And now a fourth down and about four to go. Unitego in the shotgun here. They're inside Green territory, going right to left, inside the 30 at about the 26-yard line. Utter is in the shotgun, drops back to pass. It was tipped at the line, and just incomplete. Through the hands of Reese James, he had the first down but couldn't hold on.
Yeah, nice little throw out to the left-hand side and hit the receiver between the numbers, and he just couldn't hang on.
Yeah, just maybe looked like he went to turn and run a little bit before he had the ball. Just a classic there, and turnover on downs, and Green's going to get it back going left to right, starting at about their own 25-yard line here.
First possession for Green, I think it was like maybe five plays. Maybe before they put it in the end zone?
Yeah, not even. I think it was the third or fourth play, looking back at my notes here. And good, hard running, and they got to the outside and showed some real speed on that first drive, too. And Hunter Page, as we knew, coming in, he was going to be an animal. So see if he gets the ball a little bit more here on this drive as well. Here's the snap. They'll go right back to him. Runs right up the middle. Good, hard-nosed running. He's across midfield. He might take this one all the way to the 40, 35, roped down by Logan Utter. Huge run by Hunter Page there, all the way down to the Unitego Franklin 30.
Yeah, Utter saves the touchdown right there. I mean, Page ran right between the guard and the center and took off right up the middle. There was no backer there, and they just split the defense and a nice tackle to save the touchdown. Ball's going to be spotted at about the 33-yard line. of the Unitigo Spartans.
I would say his running style right now is, I dare you to try to tackle me.
Yep,
I mean, he just does not look like he cares in that regard. He's not afraid of the contact, that's for sure. So a first down and 10 here to go. Green is inside Unitigo territory. They throw over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete as quarterback there, Grayson Flanagan, was looking for Jaden Jarosevic there. It was tipped and incomplete.
Yeah, the ball was tipped right at the line of scrimmage, I do believe, and went over the head of the receiver, so incomplete, as Nate did say, second down and 10.
Yeah, sorry, looks like he was going for Hogan Camp there across the middle. Sorry about that, and incomplete pass. So second down and 10 coming up here for the Trojans, as both teams have tried to go through the air now, but see, I think we're going to see a lot more on the ground here tonight in this battle. 5:50 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for the Trojans over Unitigo Franklin. A run up the middle, and nowhere to go. This time, Jarrett Thayer leads a big host of Unitigo Franklin tacklers, and Hunter Page had nowhere to go that time.
No, he did not, and Coach loaded the box on that play right there, and I mean, if he gets through to the second level, there was nobody to stop him, but obviously Unitigo did a great job.
Injured player on the field right now for the Trojans, so we'll step away for an injury timeout with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Green leading Unitigo Franklin in 8-man football tonight. 6-0 is our score so far. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Looks like our injury timeout is over. We'll hope that everything's okay on the Green sideline as we'll get back underway here with 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Green leading 6-0, and they're driving again here. A key third down. This is going to be third, and what do you think, Tim? Third and about 12 or 13 for Green?
I like that number. Yep. 13's good.
They're on the Unitigo Franklin 35-yard line here, so we'll see if maybe they decide to go back to the air. And waiting for the snap is the senior QB, Grayson Flanagan. Wants to hand off to Hunter Page. Again, he tries to go up the middle, and nothing doing there. The line collapses for Unitigo Franklin.
Yeah, Unitigo is really, really loading that box right now, and there's not just too many guys there. They can't block them all, and they're getting into the backfield, getting penetration right away. And getting the runner for a loss.
Derek Jordan and Devin Stilson getting in there for Unitigo Franklin on the stop. And you know, I jokingly said that before, that Hunter Page was, he ran up the middle, hey, stop me. It's like Coach McCroney heard that and said, guys, shut down the line. We cannot let him slice us like that. So fourth down and about 16 to go here, and the Trojans are going to go for it inside Unitigo Franklin territory. They're on the 38-yard line. Here's the snap, looking to go to the air. Flanagan throws one over the middle, and it is incomplete. It was a good bobble there by both sides. Looked like maybe somebody was going to be able to haul it in. Instead, falls to the turf.
Yeah, it was a really good play right there. I think the ball was actually intercepted, and the Green receiver made a nice job of knocking it out of the Unitigo Spartans' hands.
It was hard to tell for a minute. Both teams were kind of bobbling and fighting for it mid-air. And then it fell to the turf. So the Spartans' defense holds here, Tim. That's key with 4.5 to go first quarter.
Yeah, turnover on downs for good for the Spartans to take their second possession. And the ball is going to be spotted at about their own 37.
So that's where Unitigo Franklin will take over. They had a nice drive on their first possession here of the first quarter, stalled out at about the 20-yard line in Green territory with an incomplete pass on fourth down. So we'll see what they get here. And one wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. They're on the right hash in their own end, going right to left. Again, 4.5 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead for Green over Unitigo Franklin eight-man football tonight here on CDO. A little pitch on first down to Jacob Sargent. Lowers the shoulder across the 45 and is tackled forward close to midfield for about 9 yards.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just a little shuttle pass up to the right side this time. Unitico's been running most of their plays over to the left-hand side, but this one goes to the right and good for about 8.5.
Jacob Sargent, the junior running back, wearing number 21 here tonight for Unitego. And it's going to be a 2nd and 1, as Tim said, with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Utter is in the shotgun again, tries to go to that pitch, and this time Green is able to snip it out. They throw it back to Utter to keep it alive, but it's whistled dead. Boy, that could have been a dangerous play there. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Forward progress had stopped, and the referee blew the whistle, but if they hadn't blown that whistle, quarterback is running over on the right-hand side all by himself. So
somehow they completed that. Reese James tossed it back to Utter. He had an open lane, but nowhere to go.
Yeah, he tossed the ball, but when he tossed the ball, he was on his way going to the ground because they had him. And what a great play that was, but obviously the referees said forward progress had stopped.
I mean, it kind of looked like a Hail Mary type play if you're trying to, you know, envision it at home where they're throwing the ball all around. And here's the third down, and Utter has nowhere to go, and the defense comes collapsing in on him. Hunter Page was in there. Boy, that was another big hit there on Utter.
Yeah, definitely. That was not a fun one as a quarterback. You don't want that to happen. You get sandwiched between two guys, but Utter's a tough kid. He's taking it, and he's going back to playing defense now.
Yeah, Matt Brayman was in there as well, I believe, for the Trojans. So 2:50 to go. First quarter, 6-0 lead for Green over Unitego Franklin. Fourth down at about 13 to go. So what will the Spartans do? Looks like they're going to punt it away with Utter here. You never know. Could be some trickery, but we'll see what the Spartans do here. Utter, a good athlete, so they use him in a lot of different ways. And he bobbles the snap here, but does get off a good punt. And Green's going to have to chase it back. They field it at their own 30, out to the 35. And special teams unit trying to get down there for Unitego Franklin, escaping, though, up to midfield, still on his feet and still running to the 45-40. Cutting back here for the Trojans all the way down to the 35. Great run by William Dunlap.
William Dunlap with some really, really fancy running right there. He was over on the left-hand side, caught the ball about the hash mark, about the 30-yard line, came all the way across midfield, almost to the original line of scrimmage from where the ball was snapped. So Green has the ball. 1st and 10, ball is spotted at about the 37-yard line.
I mean, it looked like he was going to get taken down right where he caught it, and instead he picked up a ton of yards.
Yeah, the Energizer Bunny, he wasn't going to be stopped. I mean, he went from all the way over on the left hash all the way back over to the right hash, then cut back, and then came back to the right.
A video game-type return there for the Trojans. You love to see it. Coming up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter, Green 6, Unitego Franklin nothing. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight here on CDO. Also, if you're listening online, WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. A good run to the outside for Vallandi. Turns on the Jets to the 20, to the 10. He is in, and he is a fast young man, a fast running back. He's in for 6.
Yeah, fast running back, and I'll tell you what, they had the perfect play. Jet sweep to the left-hand side. He just beat everybody around the end and took it to Pater.
So about a 30-yard TD run there for Joel Vallandi. And the Trojans strike again to take a 12-0 lead over Unitego Franklin with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Waiting for the two-point conversion opportunity here for the Trojans at the left hash. They'll look to start things off. One wide receiver to the left and two to the right. Waiting for the snap is Flanagan. Steps back, wants to throw over the middle, and it's incomplete. Dropped there by Vallandi. He had a good shot at it, but it falls to the turf. We'll take a break, 60-second break. It is Green leading Unitego Franklin 12-0 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Spartans receiving the kickoff here. They trail 12-0 after that Green score and a huge tackle on special teams here for Derek Renfer coming down and ripping down the returner. And the Trojans have all the momentum right now, Tim.
They sure do. And I'll tell you what, that young man that just received that kickoff thought he had some room, but the defender from Green just ended that real quick. And so it'll be first and 10 for the Spartans on their third possession, and the ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line of the Spartans.
Wanted to pass along a score update from down the road here. Big, big rivalry tonight between Norwich and Oneonta. Norwich a 7-0 lead over Oneonta at the end of the first quarter up there tonight at NHS. So we'll get you some more updates along the way. Some other games happening tonight. Sydney is at Tioga. BG is at Spencer, Vennett, and Cander. Newfield is at UV. And Johnson City is at Windsor. Those are all kind of our local teams here. Timeout taken by Green, Tim.
Yeah, Green took the timeout.
So a timeout taken. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 12-0 lead for Green over Unit Eagle Franklin late first quarter on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lall, Tim Cutting with you tonight here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always good to have Jim on the controls. Just under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 12-0 lead for Green over Unit Eagle Franklin. They're going to try to run up the middle here on first down out of that timeout. And across the 25 up to the 27, Unit Eagle Franklin going right to left. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile there for UF.
Run on first down, good for about two. We'll bring up second down and eight.
I believe that was Sargent going up the middle there. Tough to see in a pile of defenders there. Coming up on 90 seconds to go, first quarter. And make sure you stay tuned a little bit after the second quarter. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Try to look at the out-of-town score for you. Keep an eye on that Oneonta and Norwich game. I know a lot of people interested in that one tonight. QB keeper here for Logan Utter on second down. And it's going to be about third and five coming up from the Spartans 30 as they go right to left, still in their own end.
Looked like a little read play for Utter on that one. He faked the handoff and then took it right off the running back's hip and gets about two more yards, sort of bring up third down and a long six.
Clock is moving. We're down to 50 seconds to go, first quarter. And this feels like already a big third down situation for Unit Eagle Franklin. You know, already down two scores in this ballgame. Got to keep that ball moving.
Yeah, definitely. Don't want to turn it over to that offense right away.
And here is Utter in the shotgun, rolls out, trying to get away from his defender, throws, and it is complete. Good for a first down and tackled out of bounds. Good haul in there by Reese James. Move the chains. He's up to about the 44.
Number five, Corey Swift, was great coverage on that play, and as soon as the running back caught the ball, he was tackled. But they did get the first down. The ball is now at the 45-yard line of the Unit Eagle Spartans.
Great poise there by Utter because the rush was breathing down his neck, and he was just able to get that off.
Yeah, real nice descriptive word right there, because he was really under a lot of pressure right there.
Clock is stopped. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. First down now for the Spartans at their own 45, going right to left. Utter is in the shotgun again. Off his right hip is Sargent. He's going to have the QB keeper again. He's got the edge, gets through, spinning, little 360s on his feet, bounces back to the left side. Can he outrun his man? He does, to the 20. He's in for a touchdown, 10-5. And that's a big one there for the Spartans with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter, about a 55-yard run.
55 yards, and I'm telling you what, it wasn't. Didn't look like it was going to go about seven.
Yeah.
And he just kept running and moving his feet and got out of a tackle and then outran another guy to the pylon.
We just said they got to keep that ball moving, and Utter said, I'll just do it myself. And again, a video game type run. He went to the right and cut all the way back to the left before finding pay dirt there. So 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and put six on the board now for Unitego Franklin.
Big play right there. I mean, they really needed something positive to happen because you didn't want to turn it back to that offense because Green is really rolling.
And so the Spartans will go for two. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Sargent is in the backfield. And, boy, the Green Trojans come flying in there, and the two-point conversion is no good. Hunter Page said, not in my house, and brings them down. So our score now is Green 12 and Unitego Franklin 6. 15 seconds to go first quarter. Take a 30-second break. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So a big run there, about a 55-yard run for Logan Utter, and he'll score for Unitego Franklin, slicing into that Trojans lead. So Green, with 15 seconds to go first quarter, now leads 12-6. So we got a good back-and-forth game here tonight in Green, Tim.
Yeah, it's been, for a while there, it looked like it was going to be a little one-sided, but Utter has taken his team on his back, and he's done a nice job and scored from 55 yards out. Keep them close. It's a one-possession game now. And like you said, there's only 15 seconds left in this quarter.
Now, you know, we always talk about it. One team scores, and do you have that letdown moment? Only 15 seconds left. You got to make sure your special teams comes to play here and doesn't give up anything silly if you're a Spartans fan.
Right, and then Spartans did kick off right off the bat tonight, and they did like a little squib kick. So we'll see if they kick it away or if they do the same thing. Green believes they're going to do the squib kick because they've got quite a few people up within 10 yards.
Utter doing the kicking duties here for the Spartans. And he's going to kick this one deep and fielded here by Green at their own 20. Looking to run one up the middle. Here's Vilandy. He's shown that he's got a lot of speed. And he'll get across the 45 all the way up to the 50. A great return by Joel Vilandy.
Yeah, Joel Vilandy with a 25-yard return gets him to the 50-yard line, as Nate said, first and 10 for the Trojans.
7 seconds to go, first quarter, and so Green will have, looks like, one last play here in this first frame on a very nice, a little chilly tonight, but overall good weather, no rain so far, knock on wood. Did look like there was maybe some rain in the forecast, but a really nice, crisp, clean, clear night for high school football.
Better not rain in here.
I hope not. Well, I'll be in trouble if that happens. 7 seconds to go, first quarter, waiting for the snap. Flanagan will pitch. And here is Hunter Page, runs to the outside, turns the corner, runs out of bounds with 1.7 seconds left, first quarter.
Squeezing two plays in there, I
Boy,
think.
This is a Coach Matthews move, as we would say in Sydney, milking every second on that clock. I was talking with Craig the other day at the station, and he said, didn't you love doing those games? You know, when Sydney was so good a few years ago, I said, yeah, but you could be there for 5 hours because Coach Matthews calling timeouts. Guys getting out of bounds. It's never ended. So.
And the ball was in the air a lot.
And it was in the air a lot. But those were fun years. Anyways, Green does not get this playoff here. Clock runs out. End of the first quarter. So at the end of one, Green 12, Unitego Franklin 6. We'll take a break and be back with the start of the second quarter on CDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Green. It's 12-6. Green leading Unitego Franklin. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on the call here tonight. As we said, 7-0 Norwich over Oneonta. That game just starting the second quarter, and UV is trailing Newfield 20-0. That game is in the second quarter as well tonight at UV. So just some other scores we're keeping an eye on. We'll talk more at our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report as well about those games. Oneonta Norwich, what a fun rivalry that is. Had some stats to pass along on that as well at the half. And starting the second quarter, an incomplete pass. Unitego brings the rush. We flipped ends of the field. So Green going right to left, and nothing doing on that first play. Third down coming, Tim.
Yeah, definitely nice little play right there by the defense of Unitego. Got into the backfield and made it a little tough for the quarterback to see his receiver, and he just had to throw it away. Otherwise, he would have been sacked for a huge loss.
Tim, I think it was two Fridays ago. Yes, we were here doing a high school soccer game that was Green and Unitego. Went to overtime, tied 2-2, girls game. Unitego scored with 30 seconds left. It was a really fun Friday, so we did something different. And we enjoyed it right under the lights here at Green High School. And looks like we got another good one tonight between the same two schools. Third down coming, and Green will throw to the left side. They got a receiver. Can he get to the outside? He does. First down across the 40 to the 38. Excellent running by Derek Renfer here. And just when it looked like Unitego had him pinned back, the Trojans moved the chains.
Yeah, nice little play on that down to get the first down yardage and break into Unitego territory. First and 10, the ball will be spotted at about the 37-yard line.
Maybe that's that wrinkle that Coach Gorton always has to kind of fool the other team. That's what Coach McCroney was saying.
It's like a speed sweep kind of thing. You know, like he took the snap and just threw it right out to the receiver, maybe a yard, and the receiver just uses his athletic ability.
Same play to the other side this time. Unitego sniffs it out, but still a gain of about 3 on the play as Green is inside Unitego territory now down to about the 35.
Takes a little bit longer time that way because he has to shift his body to make that throw. So that's probably why they were able to stop it as well as they did their second down and 7.
Early second quarter action here tonight in Green. The Trojans leading at Unitego Franklin 12-6. Just about a minute gone here in this second quarter. Good crowd on hand here tonight to watch the Trojans and the Spartans do battle. So again, about a second down and 6 as the Trojans go right to left. Waiting for the snap. Man in motion is Volandi. There's that sweep. No, QB keeper for Flanagan. Fooled everybody. He's on his horse down the right side into the 10 before he's knocked out of bounds. Great running and a good fake there by Green.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. The quarterback is just reading the defender, and when the defender went with the running back, he took it off the right side and got really good yardage. Got almost, they're going to give him the 10, aren't they?
Yeah.
So he's just inside the 10-yard line, so it's first and goal to go.
Flanagan, a smart, savvy veteran player. He's a senior now. Seems like he's been on this team for a long time and just sold that one really well. Just under 11 minutes to go, second quarter. Green leading Unitego Franklin 12-6, but they're in the red zone again, going right to left. Trying to punch another one in here for the Trojans in this second quarter. They'll try to run one up the middle. Unitego crashing in on defense there to shut that down and close that hole up. Sargent was in there for Unitego Franklin and some other members of the line. Carl D. Dominicus was in there as well.
Yeah, real nice play right there by the defenses of Unitego to stop the runner before he got across the line of scrimmage, so it's second down.
Also been impressed, and keep an eye on him, for Unitego Franklin, 55, Derek Jordan, just a freshman. But he's got some good size in there, and he's been making some nice plays. Try to give those line guys some credit where credit is due. They're doing the hard work down there. Coming up on 10 minutes to go, second quarter. Green with a second down and 10. They're going to pitch to the left side for Hunter Page. Trying to get to the edge, and good read on defense again by the Spartans to bring him down as DeDominicus was over there for the tackle.
Yeah, real nice play by the defenders on the outside for Unitigo, keeping Page to only a gain of about two. We'll bring up third down, and real nice tackle there, because I'll tell you what, that's a lot of young man to tackle because he's a heck of a runner.
Yeah, Carl DeDominicus and Ashton Gore, the sophomore, came up from the outside and was able to help on that tackle as well for UF. So 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Third down and about 8 to go. Again, Trojans are in the red zone. They lead 12-6. Trying to add to it here, but this Spartans defense is being stingy. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Trojans throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete through the hands of Alandi. They'll want that one back.
Yes, he definitely will want that one back because that was 6 points right there, and now it's none. So fourth down now, and it's probably about 8, I would say.
Fourth and 8.
Seven.
Great throw there by
Right.
Flanagan.
Real nice little slant pattern off the right-hand side to the left, and he hit him right in the numbers, but his hands didn't get there to hold the ball.
So 12-6, Green leading with a fourth down coming here, and a timeout is going to be taken by Unitigo Franklin. 10 minutes on the nose left in the second quarter. And again, it's Green 12, Unitigo Franklin 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 12-6 is our score. Green leading Unitigo Franklin. A fourth down coming here for the Trojans. They're in the red zone. Fourth down at about 8 to go, we would say. Ball is just inside the 15 at the 14, so they're knocking on the door. But can the Spartans hold here? They've done a real good job since Green got into this portion of the field.
Yeah, defense has really come up to play in this series. I mean, they've been getting just absolutely run over, but right now they're doing a real nice job.
Here we go, fourth down. Flanagan, the QB, is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right. He drops back. He's looking left. He's got a man. Pass is complete. Touchdown for Green on fourth down. They go to Derek Renfer, and he was wide open, and he hauls it in. What a play.
Yeah, nice little play right there. He looked to the right side to move the defender and then just threw back to the left. Wide open receiver, touchdown.
You know, all the attention was going to that upper side where there's two wideouts up there. The running back was off the right hip, and they throw it to the kind of the weak side there with Renfer, and he hauled it in.
Yeah, he has only one person over there to defend him, and he just beat the man to the spot and got the pass.
So that makes it Green 18, Unitigo Franklin 6. Two-point conversion coming up here for the Trojans on the right side of the field here. On the right hash, Flanagan in the shotgun, throws over the middle, and it is picked off here by the Unitigo defense, knocked down. And so it is going to be an 18-6 score, 9:55 to go second quarter. Green on top of Unitigo Franklin on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you back here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Don't forget our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We have our game audio archive. You can go back, listen to games anytime. It's a free download courtesy of SFCU. Green leading 18-6 over Unitego Franklin, and on the kickoff, nowhere to go here for Unitego Franklin. The return is only good for about 3, maybe 4 yards, and so the momentum seems to be back with the Trojans after Jacob Vandermark hauled down on that return for Unitego Franklin.
Yeah, real nice play by the recovery team to keep the runner at the 20-yard line where Unitego will take over first and 10.
You know, the Spartans were able to answer late in that first quarter, that long 55-yard touchdown run by Logan Utter. Can they do it again here? It feels like they're going to have to get into a shootout here with Green to keep up, but the offense has got to find ways to keep putting points on the board.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing we have to think about is that Green has missed all their extra points, so that means there's another 6 points that could be added to this game.
So here is a throw over the middle, intercepted here by the Trojans, by Vallandy. The Unitego Franklin receiver slipped. Vallandy with about a 10-yard return. We do have a flag on the play, but a tough break there for the Spartans.
Yeah, he was open, and he just slipped out coming out of his break, and the ball was right to Vallandy, basically, because the receiver didn't get there. And we'll see what the flag is.
Yeah, it looked like the Unitego Franklin receiver was going to catch it in stride. Instead, he trips Vallandy with the nice pick. Great defense by Vallandy. We'll see what the flag is after the play. 9:40 to go, second quarter. 18-6, our score. And it's going to be against the Trojans, I believe.
Yep, illegal block in the back.
Yep, so that's going to back them up a little bit. But, you know, they probably don't care. They got the ball here.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it seemed to be like it was post, you know, the flag happened after the turnover. So Green does get to keep the ball. And the ball looks like it's going to be spotted at about the 29. Yep, you're right, yeah.
So great field position for the Trojans. And again, the Unitego defense, who was just on the field, asked to come right back out and try to come up with another stop. They were great on that last drive. It was only a fourth down pass that got the Trojans that score. But the defense needs a big stop here if you're a Spartans fan. So here is Green on a first and 10, waiting for the snap. They drop back to pass. Flanagan through the air. Does he have anybody? No. A little miscommunication with his receiver there. He was looking for Dunlap, and second down coming.
Yep, definitely a little bit too far for the receiver, and falls incomplete, but they get to live on second down.
Boy, a lot of running to start the game, and now Green going through the air quite a bit.
Well, like we talked about, Unitego defended the run by moving more people into the box, daring Green to throw the ball. So Coach Gorton says, all right, you're going to do that. We're going to try to throw it against you, and it's worked a couple times.
And so this will be a second down and 10. Flanagan again in the shotgun. He's got two runners in the backfield. He goes to Page, runs to the outside. He's going to pick up that first down, rolling over two tacklers inside the 20 to the 15.
Real nice run right there off to the right side, just outside the end. Gets first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at about the, the 17.
Yeah, I would say about the 17 here, so Green really trying to open this thing up here, Tim. If they score here, that's going to be a big gap for Unitego Franklin to try to close up here.
Yeah, if Green puts points on here, Nate, they're definitely going to have to answer that call on their next possession.
First down and 10 here for the Trojans, waiting for the snap. Again, they'll look to hand off. They go to Hunter Page to the left side, and he's brought down by Reese James and two other tacklers. Carl DeDominicus was in there as well. He's going to pick up about 5.
Holding on to his back of his shirt just for everything, hoping somebody would come and help him, because Page is a load, folks. He is definitely a load, hard runner, and loves the contact.
You know, Tim, we were here a few years ago. I don't think you were with me for this game. I think it was Rich Turnbull. We saw this game where it was like Green would get up 2 scores, and then Unitego would come back, and then they were up 2 scores, and they were talking earlier about it. It ended up being like a 50-something to 40-something game. I think it was overtime. I mean, it was just wild. So you never count anything out here at Green, that's for sure. Man in motion is Vallandy. A little sweep from left to right, cuts it back. Vallandy to the inside, punching his way forward. I think it's enough for a first down. Going to be close across the 10. So they are very close to pay dirt again.
Yep, definitely. They're inside the 10-yard line, and it is a first down yard carry. So it is first and goal to go from about the 4.
So it's Green 18, Unitego Franklin 6 here tonight in Green. And a Division 8-man football contest. We're glad to bring it to you here tonight on WCDO. Also online, know a lot of our listeners listening on WCDOsports.com. Also, our new frequency 92.3 over in Norwich, serving a lot of our Shenango County listeners. Timeout's going to be taken here. Looks like by the Trojans, they want to talk it over on a first and goal to go. 7:47 to go, second quarter. It's Green 18, Unitego Franklin 6. We will be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety. Your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
You know, last time the Trojans were down here, they took a timeout. A little different situation. It was fourth down, but they had a really nice play when they came out of the timeout and they scored on it. Fourth down pass play. So let's see what they come up with here.
Yeah, I think they're just talking about, you know, what they want to do, how they're going to execute their blocks and make sure that, you know, that they have the play. Everybody knows the cadence and everything is, everybody's on the same page.
So a first down and goal to go. Green is inside the 10. They're going to look to hand it off to Hunter Page. And he breaks the first tackle, but then it was two or three more players coming through for Unitego to rope them down. Second down coming. And another nice play there by Derek Jordan breaking through, as well as Logan Utter on the tackle.
Yeah, Page was hit in the backfield, but like I said, he's a very hard runner, and he did not get denied. He didn't lose a yard. He got back to the line of scrimmage, second down and goal to go.
7:20 to go, second quarter. Green leading 18-6 over Unitego Franklin. And they'll break the huddle and come up here with one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Page is in the backfield. And off the left hip is Jaron Hogenkamp here for the Trojans. Flanagan, the QB, waiting for the snap. He's going to go to Page again, right side, and this time he is in. Lowers his shoulder, and he is in for six. Push that lead up, six more for Green with just under 7 minutes to go, second quarter.
So I was just going to say, remember I always said before, he looks for contact. He was across the goal line, Nate, and he ran to the kid. That's looking for contact.
He was falling forward.
I love that.
Lowered the shoulder. He couldn't get enough of it. So about a 5-yard TD run there for Hunter Page. And Green now leads 24-6 over Unitego Franklin. 6:56 to go in this second quarter. They'll go for two. They have not completed a two-point conversion yet tonight. See what they can come up with here. Snap and little QB keeper for Flanagan. Can he get to the edge? Tosses it up in the air, Josh Allen style, and they score. Wow, to the edge. He floats one up there for Derek Renfer, and the two-point conversion is good. Unbelievable play, Tim.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. He knew right away once he got out to the left, he wasn't going to make it into the end zone, so just threw it up with his right hand as he was going, running to his left-hand side. Ball floats in the air, like Nate said, and the receiver was there, caught it. Conversion good.
We'll keep it right here with 6:56 to go in the second quarter, 26-6 to score. If that doesn't show you, you know, these kids love watching Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Lamar Jackson. It's exactly what that was. I don't know if Coach Gorton is loving that right now, yeah. But it's in for two.
It's definitely not fundamentally sound. I will say that, but it was effective.
Wow, what a play. So 26-6 our score. They made it work. He was running out of room. You know, that sideline, now that it's pushed in, comes up a lot faster.
Well, and it's Grayson, right?
Yes, Grayson Flanagan.
Flanagan. He's not that big.
No.
So obviously he knew the math wasn't good for him physically. He was going to get tackled, so last minute he just tossed it up in the air, and fortunately his receiver was there.
Yeah, I mean, at that point you don't have a ton to lose on the conversion.
Right.
So good play. And text Coach Gorton later, see what he thinks about that. So, he always gives great answers. So the Trojans will kick this one deep with Hogenkamp, and tracking it all the way back to the 5 here is Unitego Franklin. They're going to try to bring it forward and maybe out to about the 15 on the return by Vandermark.
That was a tough 10 yards for that young man. That ball bounced out probably 10, 15 yards past him, and he did a nice job to get it back to where it initially hit the ground. So, Unitego, first and 10.
You know, we had senior night here during our Butler Auto pregame show, And, you know, earlier this year, Green made an overnight trip up to Tupper Lake, and a ton of the guys put some of their favorite memories of their football career was an overnight trip up to Tupper Lake, the bus ride. I mean, that's like a four-hour bus ride up there. And they went up there, got the win, but what a team bonding experience earlier in the year for the Trojans.
But you know what my favorite one was, don't you?
Hmm.
The one that said he wanted to be ahead of his brother when he's at the buffet line.
That was his advice.
Yep, I thought that was pretty good.
Never be behind my brother in the buffet line. We were all chuckling about that. First down for Unit Eagle Franklin. Utter runs to the outside, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And the Spartans are continuing to try to find a way to get this running game going as they trail 26-6 here on the road tonight in Green.
Yeah, there was no room on that play right there. Green had that sniffed out pretty good. And no gain on the play, second down and 10.
I think it would be real big here for the Spartans if you could go down and score on this drive and not allow Green to score again before the break. Might do a lot of good for your morale, that's for sure, going into the break. But a long way to go. They still got 90 yards to drive here on this possession. Utter on a second down, again running for his life in the backfield, cuts it back. He's got some room. Going to be very close to a first down. They go kind of piling into the sideline there for Unit Eagle Franklin. I think he got eight or nine yards there.
Yeah, he got close to the yardstick because I'll tell you what, that got absolutely leveled.
Yeah, he pretty much got tackled into the first down marker.
It looks like they gave him about eight of it, so he's going to probably be about a yard and a half to 2 yards short.
Yeah, so third down and about a yard.
Yeah, nice run.
But, you know, it's tough when you're in that situation. Utter, a good-sized kid, but not the biggest. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're running like that and taking those hits, it's going to add up. Let's hope that he stays healthy here tonight. Shotgun snap. Utter's going to hand it off, and they kind of flip it to Sargent. Stays on his feet, runs over two tacklers across the 35 up to the 37. Good hard-nosed running there by Jacob Sargent.
Yeah, real nice little play right there by the Spartans off to the left-hand side. And then really hard-nosed running by Sargent, as Nate did say, but I believe there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, we'll see if this is coming back. Haven't seen an official signal yet from our Zebra crew here tonight.
Yep. On the play. Looks like the marking
and it's going to be against Unit Eagle Franklin. So a very nice run negated there by the flag. And that's tough.
Yeah, it definitely was because they had got first down. Now they're third down and six, maybe even seven, when they had already got the first down.
So, yeah, so a third and one. That
momentum killer right there.
It picked up 10 yards or so. Now it turns into a third and six. Unit Eagle Franklin going left to right. They are on their own 20 late here in the second quarter. They hand off, try to run up the middle with Jacob Sargent, tripped up. Fourth down and about two to go. And is it roll the dice time here, or are they going to punt it away?
Yeah, I'm guessing that he's got a – oh, boy, it's a tough one because you're not even –
I don't think you can give Green
– that you can't give him that short field.
Right.
I don't think you can, but obviously you need to keep the ball, and it looks like they're going to go for it.
Yeah. Yep. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Nobody back to receive for a punt, and yeah, they're gonna truly go for this on a fourth and two. Got a lot of faith. Utter, QB keeper up the middle. He's got it.
Nice little counter play by the quarterback. Just lean to one side and then cut back against the grain. Gets the first down yardage. Nice play for the Spartans.
Must be the Spartans analytics crew said that it was time to do that because, you know, they did not want to give up the ball there.
No, they definitely didn't. And like you said, you know, it's a tough decision, but you know what? That's why Coach Mike Croney's been there as many years, a lot of experience.
Yeah, he gets all the big bucks, the big contract there. So four and a half to go here in this second quarter. Ball to 35 and a fresh set of downs here for the Spartans. They trail 26-6 on the road tonight in Green. Eight-man football action for you here tonight on CDL. Utter's going to have to tuck in and run. He tried to roll out the pass and had nowhere to go. Tackled from the side there. Kind of went down awkwardly, but appears to be okay.
Coming up with a little gimp now. He's walking or running to the sideline to talk to his coach. So I think he's getting a play. He picked up about four on the play, second down and six. The ball will be spotted at about the 34-yard line.
Yeah, that's more than I thought he got on that. clock is still moving. We're down to about 3:45 to go here, second quarter, and Green leads 26-6.
Yeah, we just heard it.
And we will see.
Can you announce the please stop blowing the whistle?
At the 34-yard line here, that's where the ball is going to be. Looks like there was a little confusion outside, maybe some noise in the stands that was distracting on the field. Hand off to Reese James up to about the 39-yard line here.
Reese James is going to be just a couple yards short of the first down, so it'll bring up third down and two.
So another key third down here for Unitego Franklin. Still have some time, but the clock is moving. We're coming up on 3 minutes to go before halftime. And the ball is now at the UF 39-yard line. They're going left to right, and they're on the right hash at the moment, waiting for the snap here. So they, you know, they have time, but they got to be in a little bit of a hurry here, Tim. So let's see what they can do. Key third down, need about a yard. Utter's going to throw. They're going to try to go deep here for James. No flags on the play. Good coverage by the Trojans, as that was Corey Swift again in coverage on Reese James.
He's been really perfect position all night on every defensive play he's been called upon. And real nice defense right there.
So another fourth down coming up here for Unitego Franklin. Looks like they're going to go for it again on their own 39. And will we see another QB keeper for Logan Utter? 2:47 to go, second quarter, 26-6 our score. It is Green on top of Unitego Franklin so far here tonight. Waiting for the snap again. Utter is in the shotgun. Waiting for that gap to open up. Very close. Boy, he was close before he got pushed back. And did he get it?
Crossed the 40, and I think he probably did get it.
Waiting for the...
Yep, he's waving him on.
Yep, wave him on. So, wow, he got just enough there for the Spartans.
First and 10 for the Spartans, and the ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line of Unitego Franklin.
Clock still moving. 2.5 to go here, Tim, before our halftime break.
And like you said before, you know, that was one of the things, even if you don't get points, I mean, obviously you want to try to get points, but you don't want to give it back to that hot offense.
Yeah, another score right now for Green would certainly be very, very tough. A handoff here to Reese James, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at about the 45. That'll stop the clock with 2:10 to go here, second quarter.
I will say, even though the referees are on the sideline right where it is and everything, it's so deceiving. It looks like the play is going to go, you know, for a big gain, and then all of a sudden they're out of bounds.
It's funny because where the guys on the sideline are standing, they're
right.
Actually kind of just in play for where you normally would be.
Right.
And then the 8-man out of bounds is, again, if you're picturing a normal football field, pretty much think of the 50-yard line right at the bottom of the 5 and the 0.
Yep.
That's where the line is. So,
yep.
You know, it's just a little bit more inside than we're used to. Here on the second down, Utter's going to throw one up and almost picked off, should have been picked off by Volandi, and it falls to the turf.
That ball was in the air for a long, long time, and I'll tell you what, I think he just got too confident and just let it fall through his hands. Big, big chance right there to turn it over.
That could have been very costly for Unitego Franklin, so they kind of dodge a bullet on that one. With 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter, they trail 26-6. Third down and about 8 to go. And let's see what the Spartans can do here. Again, a division game. Both these teams coming in, hoping to pick up a division win here tonight. So standings are starting to become more and more crucial as the weeks go by. Third down handoff to Reese James. Pushes the pile forward, maybe 2 yards, up to the 47.
Yep, got a couple yards on that play, and he was dragging the man from Green with him. Fourth down and about 5.
And so, boy, there's still a lot of time. I know it's moving here, Tim, but say you turn this over, Green could still have a decent amount of time to work with on the clock.
And a fairly short field. You're already in Unitego territory, so we can see Green's one-minute offense.
Yeah. So the Spartans here are trying to just work this clock as much as they can on this fourth down. Near midfield, going left to right. Utter's in the shotgun, waits for the snap, wants to roll to the outside. Tucks and run, has nowhere to go. Running for his life, he's at the 39, and Hunter Page rips him down with 1:12 remaining.
Real nice play right there. Just shot out of a cannon was Page, and he got the quarterback for a big, big loss. It'll Green will take over first and 10. The ball will be spotted at the 39-yard line of the Unitigo Spartans.
I mean, he was in there immediately, and with the speed that guys like Vallandi and Hunter Page have, Logan Utter had no chance to get out of there.
Kind of unfair.
It is. That's how it goes sometimes. You know, you hike that ball, and the guy's right there. What are you going to do? 1:12 to go here, and it's going to be a timeout taken by Unitigo. They're trying to hold on here and not give up any more points in this first half. Green leads Unitigo Franklin 26-6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A minute 12 to go here in the second quarter. Our score is Green 26, Unitigo Franklin 6. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Tim Cutting tonight. Good to have you back here in the booth, Tim. First time this year.
I'm really glad to be here, Nate. I really am. I've been waiting to get it to be able to do a game, and got some stuff going on in our family, so we're been very, very busy and finally got to get one in. So I'm really glad I was able to see a game before the big festivities.
Yes, all good things, we should say, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Hand off for Green to the right side for Page. Nothing doing. Well, when people ask me, you know, where's Cutter? We've had Sky on quite a bit, Sky Thompson, and I say, well, big time in his life. His daughter's getting married, so congratulations.
Thank you.
When's the big day?
It is October 15th. Tomorrow will be a week.
Coming up. I love it. 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And they're going to try to throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete for Green. Trying to hurry it up a little bit here. That does stop the clock. But third down coming. Green going right to left. They're inside Spartans territory at the 39.
And it is third down and 9 for the Trojans.
I guess you're playing with house money right now, right? If you're Green, I mean, you make something happen here, great. If not, you've had a whale of a first half.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've done their job. You know, you can take a chance. Obviously, you want to continue the momentum that you've already generated.
42 seconds to go here, second quarter. Here's the snap. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete. And nothing doing, though, is Unitigo coming up to make the tackle there. They tried to go outside to Renfer again, but well read there by the Spartans defense.
They tried that quick toss out to the left-hand side, and it was man-on-man, and the defender from Unitigo was up to the challenge that time, tackles the runner for a loss, or the receiver for a loss of about 2, fourth down and 9, and I think they're going to let it go.
Ashton Gore on the tackle, as well as Tony D. Dominicus, so they are going to let the clock run out here, so our score as we head to halftime is 26-6, Green on top of Unitigo Franklin. We'll leave it right here for a minute to hold on to it just before we go to break. We'll be having our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a minute. Morabito's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Morabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. I hope you get some heat tomorrow, Cutter, because you said you're going for the big bachelor party to play some golf tomorrow. That's exciting.
We're teeing it up at 10 o'clock in the morning at Tioga Country Club.
What time you got to leave, you think?